An ending for one might become the beginning for another. Welcome to Brambleborn. Last time on Brambleborn, the heroes arrived in Patchwood, attempting to repair the Blade of Bronwyn. Making a deal to obtain some star metal, our heroes investigated a conspiracy by the Underground Duchy. Unfortunately, during the investigation, Zachary the Stoat was lost. Picking up immediately after the devastating explosion, the party collects themselves. And we're back! It's been a couple of weeks, but we're back!
Yeah! Alright.
I mean, sadness.
Yeah, I mean, where last we left off, Zachary freaking died.
Literally died!
Zachary!
Detonated. Speaking of which, let's pick up there. So, you're all standing around in the woods in between Patchwood and Limberley. There is just fire and a large chasm in front of you now because all of the tunnels that were there have since collapsed. And Zachary just blew up Goat Willow, and then now they're both dead.
Oh my god.
Tilly stares at, like, the wreckage of this cave that we are all just in. She just takes off her hat and just, like, has a moment where she's like, "You did good. Way to go out on a fight! That's so lame!"
I want Greta to basically just be bursting into tears on her knees, just crying and crying and crying and crying. Like, Zachary, no!
Jared's dead.
He
doesn't have a response.
Jared, you get nothing! You boot!
I'm right there just in shock because Goat Willow's dead, and so she kind of just wanders off and leaves and doesn't say anything. So.
Okay.
Why else does she need to stay?
Alright.
Whoa.
Oh.
So, we're gonna cut a little bit ahead, not the full time skip, but basically it's just, like, probably a few days later, and we just have, like, a memorial placed there in the woods. And, like, I assume everybody is, like, going their, like, separate ways after this for now. I'm gonna assume that one of you, probably Greta, stays in town.
Yeah.
And the rest just kind of, like, spread off to go their separate ways.
Before the splitting, I will give Greta back her father's sword and just, like, be like, "Glad you're okay. Who knew that would happen, huh?" Here's your sword. And, I also want to go meet with Locke, whatever, and get
Lockman.
Get the star metal, and go get that sword.
All right, so Lockman, basically gets in. He goes, "I'm sorry for your loss, but here's what was promised to you. May it do you some good."
Thank you. I hope that we can maybe help each other in the future, if needs be.
I hope so too.
And take the star medal. Mm-hmm. I'll get the coin from Pate and go.
Yeah. Patera is just remaining oddly silent for this section.
He is taking it all in.
He's traumatized too. He's not saying anything.
Anyway, so I assume you take the star medal to what was her name? Delilah?
Delilah.
Mm-hmm. And Delilah basically informs you that it's gonna take a few months to finish working it into the proper like form for it. And basically to return in like 6 months.
Oh, what great timing. Okay. Then I guess it's just, did you leave us?
I left, and then for the funeral service I came back, but didn't really hang around.
Okay. Yeah.
Just like no longer
this is just like a grave, and then one of you, I don't know which one it is, placed the hat that you got from Red Claw.
Me, like, I definitely placed that hat there. I was gonna say, just place the hat. I guess I'll go to who's still left with us and say, "Well, I'm shipping out. I didn't plan to stay on land. If you would like to come, you can, but I'm leaving."
I'm trying to think what Greta would do. I think Greta kind of just, she's like, "Nah, I'm staying on my own for right now."
Okay, keep out of caves.
Dark.
My stay zone.
All right, and then
she's gonna leave.
Okay, so you leave. You're gonna go find your boat and sail off for better horizons.
Mm-hmm.
And Eyebright is going to also leave, I assume. All right.
It's just you and
And then Peter is also going to leave. Oh,
no! No, not Peter!
We left the 9-year-old alone.
Yeah, the 9-year-old is alone in town, presumably being taken care of by Delilah.
Best friend with Delilah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so time skip time. 6 months pass. Oof. We're gonna begin the time skip with a shot of the grave. It's just like it's like slowly like it's covered in like moss and stuff. It's like things gone, and like just stuff happens.
And is the hat still there?
Wait for it.
The last shot of this that you can imagine in your head is just the grave there, and like it's starting to be covered in like moss and lichens and stuff. And then the hat is there, and then like a paw just reaches down and grabs it.
Oh. Oh.
That is not important.
It is very important.
Sure.
Listen, I'm allowed to do stuff like that. Anyway, so I like having recurring characters. Let me have recurring characters.
I love it.
Okay.
So it's been 6 months. Greta is asleep upstairs in like the workshop, and Matilda, that's not right. Delilah. It's because it's two three-syllable names that end in "ah." Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Delilah wakes you up, Greta, and goes, "Hey, it's ready."
It is?
Mm-hmm. And
don't you give it to that child. She'll break it again.
She goes downstairs, and she, like, goes to the forge, and she says, "I finally finished tempering it last night." And she pulls out, a new item. The true blade of Bronwyn.
Oh my gosh.
You gave the child my sword.
And Greta's gonna be like, "Well, thank you."
She goes, "Where are you going after this?"
I don't know where I want to go. Something needs to be done, and I need to do it.
She nods and she says, "We had a little bit of star steel left over, and I would like to give you a parting gift before you leave."
Oh.
And hands you what used to be your father's sword, retempered.
Oh! I have my own sword!
Good, because I'm getting that one back.
Oh, it says Greta's sword. Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then Greta just kind of just is very much to herself and just like, "Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. This means a great deal to me, and I really appreciate it."
Alright. And then you, like kind of as the shop is, you hear a knock at the door and a voice pipes up. "Hey, I'm looking for work."
Mom.
Do you want to check the door?
No, okay. Greta just goes in.
I feel like you partially just live at the shop now. You're like,
ah. And just opens the door.
It's freaking Red Claw, guys. No!
Does he have the hat on?
He does have the hat on and he's like a huge backpack. Jared, you want to take over from here?
Yeah. Oh!
Red Claw, I absolutely love that.
Like, expects to meet someone on his eye level, looks down. "You?"
What are you doing here?
Don't worry about that. I'm looking for work. I'm hungry. What are you doing here?
I live here now. What? Yeah.
That's unexpected.
Yeah.
Tell me. Nice sword.
Thank you. It just got finished. And she kind of just hides the
sword of Brahman.
And just shows kind of the other sword. It's like, "I got my sword remade because, yeah."
"Ah, your business is your business, kid." Shelves guard it to the side and walks in.
Excuse me!
Delilah will not handle this disrespect to her tiny child now.
I was like, "Excuse me, what are you here for?"
Then I say, "So, I'm looking for work. I'm looking for... had some hooligans."
I'm opening your door. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
And the Red Claw says, "Anyways, where's the rest of your group?"
We've kind of gone our separate ways.
That's not gonna work. See, I'm looking for work.
Really?
But I also, you know, I saw a sword that you have there, and I figured we might be able to make an arrangement.
No, I'm showing up. Just kidding.
for which one?
Well, it's a mutually beneficial arrangement, little lady. I don't see it all.
Yeah, I'm showing up right now. Kick that door.
Just kicks the door open. Where's the beer?
No, I'm just no.
I mean sword.
I'm going to not kick the door in because I fully respect Delilah because she could squash me in a second.
Yes, she could.
There is a nice calm knock at the door.
Okay, Greta goes to open the door.
Okay, when you open it, you see someone that looks vaguely familiar but has definitely seen. She's got some scars. She's got some injuries. She's.
Do you still have the hat, though?
Heck yeah, I still have the hat.
Is the hat in good condition?
It's seen better days.
Ooh.
As she's gone through some stuff. And she kind of looks at you and goes, child?
Shit. Tilly?
You didn't wander off with Jackalope Boy?
No. He left.
And the old lady left.
Yes.
These hooligans left a child alone. And I just, like, kind of walk in. I'm like, I make eye contact with you. I'm like, you're not dead? What is happening here today? I'm terrified of you. I don't like this.
No, you... Come on. Woman of the sea yourself. It's not that easy to kill you. Nice hat, by the way. Didn't get the chance to really talk with you last time.
I like your
dealing
hat.
Dealing with your weasel friend.
But... I hope it's a remake. Because if it's where I left that, it's going to be a little bit of a problem.
It's rightfully my hat. You see, at the inscribed in there is Red Claw's hat, RC, for short.
You inscribed your hat?
You darn right you did.
You are a different kind of pirate. I mean... Yeah,
you probably got kind of the artisans from Ice Trap to do it for.
She's skeptical of her. Of him, I mean. But she's gonna turn to Delilah. Hey, Delilah. I'm back.
Hey.
My sword done?
Yes. I've given it to Greta for safekeeping.
That is exactly what you should not have done. Greta broke
it in
the first place.
She's the only one who stayed.
Okay, I am not a woman of the land. I'm a woman of the sea.
Well, you can see plainly that Greta was the only one here to get the order back. Thought that handsome jackalope enthusiast would have stuck around, but no.
He had some people he had to go meet. Well, how can I see it?
Greta then kind of just, like, moves Tilly to the side so that, like, Red Claw doesn't see and then proceeds to hand
Oh my
forward.
Gosh, are we going to go have some privacy in the corner?
So I will note, there is an interesting thing about the sword that now that it has been repaired, you can see, which is that it is a double-edged sword in which one edge is sharp and the other edge is blunted.
Ooh.
Because I figured that you guys needed a weapon that would let you deal exhaustion if you needed to.
Thank you.
So this one lets you do both.
Yeah.
Yes!
That's a feature.
There's no need for the secrecy, little miss. I already know the sword you have.
Sure.
I'm not here. I'm not
Man,
here
I
to
wish
take
I could
it from
inside
Not here
you.
To take it from you.
What are you here for?
I'm looking for work. I've been starved, you see? He's like, open his arms.
Oh!
Did you just flash him?
But it's like, I'm 9!
You're a child!
Technically, I think you're 10 now.
I'm 10! I am a child!
Yeah, you get to see how hungry I am? You can use those eyes of yours. Closes the room.
Greta kind of just, like, almost does, like, a little upchuck, like, oh.
There's, like, a small second where she wants, like, where Tilly almost goes, well, what happened to your... And she just stops, because she remembers that we definitely set his ship on fire. And she goes, oh, yeah,
If you remember, it was also not his ship. He stole it, too.
Oh.
I don't know that.
Nah, you definitely took the better of me, but I just ask you for a small favor. Just buy me some food, please. Down at the tavern, they've got the special deal, but they don't like me paying for it because I say that I don't pay for my food or something like that.
Sounds like you might not actually pay for your food.
I want kind of Greta to just kind of like hold her and be like, why should we trust you? you didn't do good for us in the first place.
I mean, we didn't do good for him in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, to be fair, what did he actually do against you besides, like, cheetah cards?
I mean...
He did attack you, but that was after you ruined his
reputation. Tilly could, like, she felt bad about it when it happened, but she didn't want to have to pay for her boat. So, like, she's gonna look and be like, as a show of good faith and my apologies for what transpired, I will gladly buy you dinner.
Thank you, kind miss. That's so kind of you.
Hey, Delilah, do I owe you anything for the sword? I can't remember if we talked about payment or not.
I already did.
Cool.
It was a favor to Peter. So the only thing is that she takes a medallion. The medallion.
Okay, so we can't use that again.
Yeah, it was a one-time use thing.
Gotcha. All
right. So you head over to the tavern, and as you enter, you see that there's, like, kind of a commotion going on in the tavern, yeah?
I'm hiding the Blade of Bronwyn.
Good idea. There's a commotion going on in the tavern, and, like, the barkeep, who I'm desperate to not do the same barkeep voice that I don't like, is like, I've told you already, you can't have any more to drink.
If you got ale back there, I'm
No, I'm cutting you off.
How dare you! I will climb over this counter right now and slap you silly.
Grandma?
How are you calling Grandma, youngin'? What's Redhead doing here?
I was right. Wait, I thought you said she left.
I thought she did too. I guess I'm just haven't been paying attention.
Girly girl! Ha
ha! I'm not the drunk one this time.
Nope.
Eyebright, do you want to join us for a meal?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Pleasure to see you again. The lady takes off his hat and bows in an over-exaggerated gesture.
What's up, redhead? Sit down.
Gladly.
Yikes.
I'll sit down and I will pay for Red Claw and me, which is 2 depletion.
Yeah.
Red Claw and I, sorry, my grammar. The pirate life.
He's a pirate.
Life.
Like,
I was
you're
like, a pirate life! It's gotten me.
Alright. So the barkeep is still like, yeah, I'm not giving her anymore. She's drunk basically my entire stock of horn wine, and I cannot let her do anymore.
That's
hey,
okay.
Give me another bottle, I can pour it in a stew.
I will make sure she does not have any more of your drink.
How dare you?
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Does he leave?
The bartender? No, he works there.
I know, but I mean, doesn't he leave our table? We're
yeah,
at a
he's
table.
He's standing at the bar.
We're not at the bar, right?
No, you're at a table, but good. He's like yelling at you across the table. Like, you cannot have it.
Okay.
Okay, I want Gutter to kind of come by Eyebright and like Tilly's side of the thing and just kind of be like, where did you guys go? Like, just asking like, just like, you like, for you've been gone for so long, where did you go?
Here and there, saw things, killed things. Collected tokens. You know, the same old.
I told you. The sea.
Makes sense.
I...
You got any beer on you?
Yes, of course I do. I'm going to check and see if the bartender is watching. And I'm going to hand her my... I'm going to pour in her cup the tiniest bit from my flask.
Okay. That's it.
Straight into the stew. There's no
question of whether or not you can do that. So yeah, you can do that.
It is at least she's eating food. What has happened since we last saw you? Is it... What was your name again?
Redhead.
No.
It's Red Claw.
Red
Claw. I keep
on Redhead. Like, I like
just
Redhead.
Like, stuffing his mouth, like, full of the stew. Mm-hmm. Just eating super fast. Well, you see...
Love this.
This is a fun character.
See, after I washed him to shore after our little tussle, shall we call it? Hatless. Not yet.
I mean, it fell off. You should secure it to your head better. Look at this. She shakes her head. The giant hat doesn't even fall off. Sorry. Continue. I
want to
hear your story.
I was taken prisoner by some Marcusades. By the Marcusades. And, well, I, gambled a bit with the guards.
Seems
got them to
on par for you.
Bet my,
How'd you do it without your lizard friend?
Yeah, you're cheating, lizard. Lizard friend.
I'm quite proficient by myself, it's just that stupid weasel got the better of me a couple times.
Ha! We do not talk that way. It was a stoat!
He was a weasel!
Stoat. Wait, are you a weasel or a
He's
stoat?
He's a weasel.
I'm a weasel.
You stoat! You freaking ferret! You freaking ferret!
His character knows that he's a stoat.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He was
a stoat. That's why we're defending him now, because he's no longer here to defend himself.
So, I bet my imaginary ship, and if they won, they got the ship, I would tell them where it was, which was at the bottom of the sea. But, if I won, they would turn a blind eye to whether or not the key, whether or not the door wasn't locked, so.
Yeah. Sounds like you got out of there.
And since I've been on the run.
That seems right. Okay, well, I'm glad there are no hard feelings for the destroying of your ship, question mark?
Don't be silly, miss. That wasn't my ship. I don't know whose ship that was, actually.
Did I care?
No. I guess I should also feel... Didn't we take his friends hostage?
We let him go after floating the river after him. I think one was dead though.
Yeah, well, they were both alive. You and just we kept left them one on our ship.
I feel like we took them on our ship and we kept them, didn't we?
Maybe you like sold them as a bounty. I don't remember.
Oh, we did not.
Did you just leave her on the boat?
I think they are my crew now.
She's still on the boat.
Can they be my crew now?
Sure.
Yes, I needed help sailing. I think it was the cat.
It was the cat.
Yeah.
Well, does she have a name?
She did have a name, but I don't remember it.
Can your cat friend will be pleased to hear that you're still alive.
I wrote it down. Hang on.
Just give her a new name, because she's on the ship anyway. They always
she's mine now.
It's like, you have ownership of her.
It was, Carol.
Oh, gosh. Carol. We said stuff to see you.
You have Carol? Left. But then she died.
And the gecko was Jimmy.
I think we killed Jimmy.
I'm pretty sure Jimmy was near death when we let him down the river.
Carol, she kind of surrendered in the fight, and...
After y'all attacked us?
She now works for me.
It's a huge burden off my heart. And that she's alright. You're nice to have a bodyguard again.
Why would she be your bodyguard now?
We go way back.
Okay.
I think she would choose you, Weasel!
You're drunk.
And?
You're not trying to pick a fight.
I am.
I don't want to fight here today. What have you been up to, Eyebright?
Fights.
Oh, I can tell. I mean, I kind of enjoy this little bit of you more than the old bit of you. It's kind of fun. I just mainly came back to get the sword. Have you just been staying with Delilah?
Mm-hmm. I don't really have anywhere to go, so...
In my full-on defense, I offered.
I know, but I needed to get some distance from everyone for a little bit, so...
Yeah, it was... Our last few days together were rough.
Mm-hmm.
But...
To say the least...
You weren't even upset.
I was too!
You walked away!
Because I was overcome with emotion.
Because your stupid what's-or-not person that tried to kill me died.
Goat Willow deserved it. The weasel did not. I mean, Stoat did not.
Speak ill of the dead, anyway.
Agreed.
Here's Zachary troubling in his grave.
Okay.
I corrected myself.
So, as you're all discussing this, figures enter the bar.
Okay.
And they go up to the bartender and they go, just barely perceptible to your ears, where is Eyebright the Badger?
Frick.
Oh.
You called for me?
Eyebright.
Shh. Eyebright.
She's not subtle, is she?
No. Not when she's this intoxicated. And
the,
how did you hear them? You're so old!
My hearing has never been better. better, Tilly girl.
So the cloaked figures turn around, and they're all wearing like these intricately carved wooden masks, so you cannot see them. Or what's
this is not a good sign.
And they walk closer, and they go,
I'm gonna grab my sword.
Bright. One of the lead one goes, I bright. Been some time.
What did you do? I don't remember.
And
I was drunk.
Oh boy.
I'm taking a swig of my own. I've got my sword.
I could have killed for him. I don't know.
Okay. And the cloaked figure at the front motions, and all of them like grab their hoods and the masks, and they remove them. And all three of them are badgers.
Oh, society badgers.
Are they your children?
Am I looking into a mirror? What's going on here?
Are these your children? I don't know.
Get out of children without knowing.
Probably. The one in the front like slams down.
How could you have them without knowing?
Like slams down her fist on the table, and says, "Really? You don't remember us?
Nope.
Your own clan?
Nope.
Oh.
Wait. It's starting to come back."
She's, hold on, I'm gonna like just slap her really quickly.
Look at
oh, that. yes, I do remember.
The great eye
I didn't like
reduced
you.
To a
maybe
drunk and a fool.
How dare you? I'm just a drunk, not a fool.
Debatable.
Hush it, small mouse.
Now, I don't know if you guys remember what happened to the clan.
No.
You
guys know?
No.
Wait.
Does I write? I write for us.
No! They the Marcusades.
Wait,
I remember Goldwing took him to the Marcusades, but I don't remember if everyone stayed with the Marcusades.
What? Refresher!
I wasn't part of the group during
this.
But you listened to podcasts?
No, I didn't.
Jared's right.
They joined the Marcusades?
They made an alliance with the Marcusades.
The entirety of our clan joined the Marcusades.
And it's because it was against my values. I left. And that's why I swore vengeance against my teacher, Goat Willer, who's now dead!
And as you're talking to them, all three of them draw, their, swords.
I've got my sword drawn.
And toss them down onto the table.
Oh! So I was about to say, Greta and Tilly, like, both draw off their swords, and, like, they're like, no.
And the one in the front says, we need your help.
Cool, three new swords.
Okay, what do you need help with?
And,
I feel like Tilly's extra listening because she knows she's gonna forget it all and she's gonna have to keep track of this hot
mess. I kind of want Greta to kind of be like pushing them, like kind of keeping the distance from like Eyebright and them. Just kind of just be like,
okay.
Like,
so the badgers are like explaining, and as they've like decloaked, you can see that one of them is like, all of them are like very badly like battered, and one of them is like very clearly injured.
Mm-hmm.
And they are talking, and one of them, the lead one, introduces herself to the group, and she goes, I'm Star Thistle.
Ooh, Star Thistle that.
This is Sweetbriar, and then pointing to the injured one, and Shamrock.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
They all have better names than you.
How dare you!
Eyebright's dope.
Eyebright's okay.
She's a dope now.
Dopey.
Alright, so, she, Star Thistle explains what has happened, which is that, basically, after the destruction of the tunnels, the Underground Duchy has split from the Marcusade, their alliance, so they're no longer working together, which means that the Marcusade is now falling apart because of the fact that they don't have access to the tunnels anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be like, shut up, all right!
They blamed the, this all on Goat Willow's failure to contain your group. And have decided that in order to exact vengeance, they are going to execute the entirety of the Hunter clan. And in fact, they already did. With the exception of these three who have escaped.
Okay, that's it. Revenge plan number two.
Can I see the map?
Yeah. The last badgers of Brambleborn are all gathered in this one tavern.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Prepare for battle!
Calm down.
We have to talk
strategy before anything else.
That's why I said prepare!
Do the Marcusades still have, Tannery?
Yeah.
I need to remember the name.
Evil smile.
No. Because during the last thing, if you remember, The Eyrie said that their goal was in order to slowly start retaking their areas. And since you guys assisted them in the last session, they were able to gain their forces together enough to be able to retake Tonnery. So Tonnery's now under Eyrie control
again. I wanted to ask if I can get plus on my Eyrie because I helped that one guy.
Yeah.
Sweet.
By the way, so basically here's the time skip stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
The main stuff that happened is that the Eyrie took Tonnery.
Mm-hmm.
And the Alliance has since executed Flynn.
Who's Flynn?
The Duke Flynn.
The bird? The owl?
Oh. No, the cat!
I don't remember!
Oh. The Duke.
Yeah, the six-fingered cat. He got captured last session, so he's been executed since then. Because nobody did anything to get him.
We thought he was Goat Willow, but he was actually Goat Willow.
Yeah, and then rumor is that the Marcus 8 has gotten access to something, but we don't know what. Like, they found some kind of resource, and their train uses, like, a last-ditch effort, but you don't know what it is.
So the Marcus 8 is... basically losing.
Marcus 8 is losing.
Good.
Okay.
They're slowly getting driven out. But they say that the badgers that are talking to you have a request, which is that they need to find a way to get to Flathome.
Where's Flathome?
Where's that?
We are in Patchwood, right?
Mm-hmm. Patchwood.
Flat Home is right next to it. There's no connecting road.
You take the boat.
But it's right there.
There is the river.
Be able to take I don't know if you'd be able to take the boat as easily because
that's
upstream.
Up river.
Yeah. I don't before. I got all the way down here.
That's true.
She's stubborn.
I've got a bigger crew at this point if everyone comes with me.
I mean, do we go out, take a boat, and struggle up river, or do we just, like, cross through the tiny patch of woods between the two?
Flat Home is controlled by...
Nobody. It's controlled by the mice.
So it's a safe
the
place.
By the mice, Tilly! Tilly, your people!
I'm a mouse.
Mouse.
A mouse, and I've got the blade. That actually might be a perfect place for us to go.
Because of the mice, Tilly!
Talk to your badgers.
The mice, Tilly! Shakes him on the shoulder.
I'm going to turn and talk to the badgers. Why are you guys going there for safety?
Yes.
They have,
we can go
taking
there
refuge.
And we have access to a way that we can escape from there. We'll never be seen again.
Okay.
Ooh, we are willing to pay you.
Secret tunnel.
I mean, I will.
Literally.
How much?
Yeah, how much are you going to pay us?
You're a part of us now? I thought you were just eating food.
They kind of like. And they,
You're not supposed to be listening, sir.
Basically, like, they toss over, like, a pouch onto the table. And just, like, as it hits the ground, like, or it's, as it hits the wood of the table, just, like, several, like, silver coins just spill out of it.
Steeper.
They say, this is all the money that we've got, but we're willing to sell
I
our
swords.
I can
cut a discount for family, it's okay.
Every other one of them has been killed.
Yeah, redhead.
Well, you should know how that feels.
Yeah, you killed them. That's...
Shh, no, one of them's still alive. She's my best friend. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to help.
I guess since you're family, this money will do.
Stop.
But they're, like, completely down to, like, getting more stuff. They're willing to sell you their weaponry, basically their armor, anything that they've got. They just need to go.
Okay.
There's nothing for them in this land anymore.
Do you have any suspicions that they know that you're here? Can we hang out here for a little bit, or do we need to leave?
They take a moment and look at each other. And you hear a commotion from outside.
We need to leave. Put your masks back on, friends. I'm not comfy with this.
There's the tavern opens up and in walks several Eyrie guards following Lachman.
Oh.
Who goes in and says, we're under attack.
I'm gonna stand up. Hello, Lachman. Good to see you. You're under attack. Care to explain?
Marcus 8 forces from Limberlee have been begun attacking our gates. They are attacking much stronger than we were expecting. They are dealing tremendous damage to our armaments, like the walls and whatnot. and they're just being really forceful. We don't know what they're doing here. I guess they just finally decided to attack.
Gonna turn to the batters. Are they here for you? Let's see.
Starzel says it can be assumed.
Okay.
Today's episode of Brambleborn featured Ethan Buckley, Jordan Marshall, Balin Perry, Kelly Hamblin, and reintroducing Jared Jensen as Red Claw. The music of Brambleborn is provided by Alexander Nakarada. Root the RPG was developed by Leader Games and Magpie Games. It can be found on Magpie Games' website at magpiegames.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll join us again. Bye!